The up-and-coming group known as the Patty Fiasco has roots in Wyoming. I'm Peter Johnson for KUNC, and we're talking with their lead singer, Alicia Kraft. Alicia, when people hear a group is from Nashville or New Orleans, that conjures up a musical flavor of sorts. Do the Wyoming roots of your band, the Patty Fiasco, inform your music-making somehow?
Oh, they certainly do. Wyoming is someplace that is not especially renowned for its music, but as a songwriter, I'm really inspired by the place. It's a great thing to say that you're from Wyoming when you're in places like California or New York City. It's like being from Mars. I think that people pay special attention to you as a Wyoming band.
There are dramatic landscapes when you think of the Grand Tetons and other mountain chains. Is it the mountains that do it for you, or the wide open spaces, or both?
Well, the mountains are certainly gorgeous, but I'd say that I'm more attracted to vast open spaces. I'm attracted to those broken down, abandoned cities. And more than anything, I guess I'm attracted to the rugged individualism of Wyomingites and sometimes the glory and sometimes the folly of that mindset.
You have also a YouTube video that's rather seductive, but also with a Wyoming landscape, and you're silhouetted against a setting western sun.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like a fun project.
It was extremely fun. We filmed that on my family's ranch in Wyoming. It's a place that the band has spent a lot of time. You know, we go out there to barbecue and relax and play music. And so we all felt very much at home with the filming of that video.
Missed you all the time.
We are lucky to have Alicia Kraft with us, the lead singer of the band, the Patty Fiasco, getting a lot of attention lately. Alicia, how did your rather new group come together?
Well, we are all from Wyoming. I met Dee Tyler, the guitarist in the band, at an open mic night in Laramie, Wyoming. I was pretty new to music at the time, and Dee was the first person who said, "Hey, your songs are pretty good. You want to be in a band?" And his connections through that band are the people who I'm lucky enough to play with today.
Could you name your other band members?
Niles Mischke on the bass guitar, Dee Tyler on guitar, mentioned earlier. Ansel Foxley is the handsome character on the electric dobro, and Scott Clabby on the drums.
Not everybody knows what a dobro is. Could you describe it a little bit?
So the dobro is a resonator guitar. Ansel has explained this to me many times. It's not necessarily a fretted instrument because the strings are lifted high above the fretboard. Ansel, in particular, has a really unique sound because he's electrified his dobro, put a pickup in his dobro, and he plays it with pedals, very much like an electric guitar, which lends a really unique sound to a lot of our songs.
And the dobro is prominent, especially in what particular song?
In You Break It, You Buy It, there's sort of that forlorn dobro wail. Pam and Caroline features the dobro unleashed, played in Ansel's sort of signature rock and roll style.
Well, Alicia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
So let's hear that song with the dobro big time, and please introduce it. Quite a story here.
The song called Pam and Caroline begins with the lyrics, "Meet Caroline, sweet Caroline, that long, cool woman in a black dress, the accomplice to the waywardness that took my mother from the city to the Wild West." The song is a playful chronicle of my mom and her best friend in college, their decision to move from Detroit, Michigan, where they spent their whole life prior, to the middle of nowhere, Wyoming. And much to the surprise and chagrin of their families, they ended up settling out here and meeting and marrying cowboys. It's a fun song. It's playful music to match the rowdiness of the lyrics.